Audio Boo is on. Did you hear me? Oh, it's making me hungry.
That's a new one now.
What?
I'm playing wrestling here.
Yeah?
And usually, I've taken out all the stamina of The Undertaker, and next thing they just said Dead Man Walking. And it's like, it came back again, like I haven't even touched him at all.
Dead Man Walking?
Yeah.
That's like from The Green Mile, remember?
Yeah, true. It's come back to life again. It's supposed to be dead.
Who was it who said that? Was it Percy in The Green Mile? Dead Man Walking, remember?
Yeah.
At the beginning.
That's Michael Clark Duncan, right?
Is that what his name is?
Yeah. He's dead now, though.
Is he?
Yeah. The black man is dead.
No, not him. Oh, they were talking about him. Yeah, no. Percy, the horrible one, was saying Dead Man Walking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that nigga got what he deserves.
He did. Oh, yeah, I know the one that played John Coffey died.
Excuse me.
The traffic's terrible along here. It was like it this morning.
Oh, okay.
They put in temporary traffic lights, apparently.
Really? Mm-hmm. That means they must be walking somewhere around here, then.
I don't know. I suppose it must be.
Just temporary traffic light. They definitely must be walking
it's
around
at the roundabout. It's Mary Cray High Street.
Oh, OK. That's cool.
Well, it's not when we're stuck in it. It took us ages to get there this morning. You're not talking to me.
Talking, I don't mean it like that. I'll say something. It wasn't to you. That's what I meant.
Charming.
I must
say.
Go to courts.
Don't take it personal. Where does that come from? The Bange.
Oh yeah. Don't take it personal. You said it like yeah, that.
Don't take it personal. Said we wouldn't be there till about 4, but I didn't realise you were going to get home that quick.
Will it be at work now, though?
Yeah, they rang me just before 2, and they said they told me they would ring when he was semi awake. I meant to bring a towel with me to put on my lap coming home.
Why?
In case he's got any, you know, some stuff, blood coming out of his mouth. I've got some paper towels in my bag. He probably hasn't. He's had teeth out, so.
I'm loafing my nicks.
Probably loafing.
When he comes, I'll buy him a pizza and see if
he. He's probably too nasty to him.
Get him a pizza, say, nigga, have fun.
We need him. They said he's got to have a light diet, like fish or chicken. He said, they said either that or.
Feed him on water for two weeks.
And they said either that or get. They said there's special food that we can buy at the vet's. I said, I'll just get that. It's easier. He probably won't eat it. Traffic's taking that. Could they not avoid it by going down Northfield Avenue?
Sorry. Oh.
Darling.
Huh?
Could they not avoid it by going down Northfield Avenue?
Northfield Avenue.
And coming out down the bottom. But I think lower road's only one way.
Oh, they're walking on it, I told you. That's what's happening. Walking on it.
I'm just trying to think. Is lower road one way? I can't remember.
Oh boy, that's not looking good.
Huh? I don't think it is. Doing there, I wonder. Can you tell? Is it one of them?
I don't really take a good look at it, but I think what's happening is, you know what the surgery is on the high street?
The surgery?
Yeah.
No. Chemist, you mean?
No, the surgery on St. Mary Cray High Street.
No, I didn't know that.
You know, on
the tea room side or the other side?
Yeah, you know what that tea room is?
Yeah.
Just opposite the tea, that's where the surgery is.
What, on the other side of the road?
Yeah, on the side of the road.
On that side?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's a surgery, I don't know if it's a dental thing, but I think there's something like a hospital there anyways. just before that building, if you're in front of the tea room, right?
Yeah.
Just opposite there.
Yeah.
Slightly diagonally opposite there.
Yeah.
It's this place, there's a surgery, it's a hospital thing. I don't know if it's just for...
Might be a doctor's surgery or something.
Yeah, I think it's a doctor's surgery. Yeah. Now, just before the building, it's a big space there. They've been doing construction work. Remember one time I told you they're having some CSCS work?
Yeah, yeah. What are they doing? You wonder what they're building there?
I think they've made a kind of a paved road there. They've paved the road there. I don't know what's really about. I haven't gone there, taking them and analysing what's going on there, but that's what I think, kind of a road there. Now, I think it has to do with that work, if you ask me.
Probably.
It's an extension from there.
Darling, honestly. Happy afternoon. Here we go. Nearly there now.
The vets, you know where the vets is? You know the vets? We've gone past it now. Is there any way you can turn around?
Not really, is there?
Turn around over
there. Should we just get down and walk there?
Where are we now, by the co-op?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, anywhere here, Ado.
There's no way for him to even park. Just, if you can turn around, just go to the other side.
Turn around back there?
Yeah, yeah, we would have gotten up there and walked down, sorry. Sorry about that. I can't wait to get back on my fall asleep.
I bet you can't. You're going to get something out of Greg's.
Yeah, good idea. They know my kind of pastry.
I know, but...
too much of pastry.
There are... You don't like bread either, do you, much?
Yeah, sometimes.
The there's probably not much left this time of day as well.
China chopsticks.
Ooh, I don't eat from there.
Pack anywhere you can pack. And we'll just walk down.
China chopsticks, no thank you.
Yeah, pack is fine then.
Where have I been here?
Just for your information, right? Do you know where the veterinary is here? That's it there. Yeah, so next time someone wants you, just ask.
How much
there.
Is that, please?
£7.
£7? We came here in the morning, it was £5 in the morning. Huh? We come here all the time, £5 we pay all the time.
Okay, for betting food, that's okay.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
All right. Come through here.
I'm coming. Have you got your iPad?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you, and you.
Oh, I just found 1p on the ground.
Oh, wow.
It's good luck.
Have you given it to him?
I'm a winning lotto, you know. All right, have a good day.
Look out to me, yeah?
All right, then. I remember you.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Darling, only you could get away with that, honestly.
Get off. What?
They take the piss, though. £7.
When I say something like that, don't laugh about it. It makes you look like I'm joking. I'm not joking, I'm serious. When you laugh about it, it looks like I'm taking the piss. Well, it's true.
Well, I'm glad. Well,
don't laugh about it.
Sorry.
You can laugh afterwards, but don't laugh in his face. Right. It looks like I'm insulting him.
Well, you weren't. Well, he was taking the piss anyway. He's nice, though.
Yeah, it's a nice man. Come through.
Okay, I'm in.
Sure.
It's very quiet in here now.
Hiya.
All right.
Oh, hiya, what if you could? My name's Lizzie, calling from St. Paul's
Veterinary
Clinic.
Right, where shall I sit? Over here.
Oh,
longer,
please.
Whoops, thank you. Okay, thanks.
It's okay. ER5
2RB. It's very quiet in here, isn't it? This morning it was packed.
It's usually, I think,
because
you're not fucking beside you.
Can't we just sit
at
home here?
Yay.
Oh, we can't hear,
well,
I've called his name out.
I can't hear.
I'm just going to finish my wrestling
bats. I want to look at the collars. What, no, they've got any collars thank over you. There hanging up?
Yeah, come through.
Thank you.
You can bring them over here.
No.
Oh.
Right. Stay with me, and I'll get everything all sorted out.
How's it doing, though?
All right, yeah.
Is he awake now?
Really awake,
yeah. How many took the store to
take it off? I'll have to go and find out, because I actually wasn't the nurse who did it.
Oh, no,
so...
I was hoping to take it all out. He spills pizza all the time.
Yeah, he pinches things. Man. He's a little bugger.
Take it all out, feed him water for the next...
Oh!
What about the collar?
I don't know. No, that's not a collar, that's a harness.
I don't know
you
what
you can actually do with it. A collar goes around their neck.
Is it that one? Your monkey, that one? That's got husband on it.
Husband?
Yeah, I don't know. No, husband, sorry.
Oh,
H-E-L-S band.
That's a cat collar, I think. Oh, I'm knocking them all down. See, I told you it'd be better. I think they're cat ones. They're too
small. Yeah, I think they look like cats.
Oh, look at that.
You can put on him, anyways.
Oh, he'd love that.
What? Which one is that? No, he won't like
it. He would. Pinky would. What are they meant to be?
They're called Trixie Toys. Toy.
But what are they? What animal?
Oh, God. You're not written off here, you know that, right?
I know, I'm sorry, but it's just I want to see what they are. Is that all the collars they've got?
Yeah, I think that's all the collars they've got. I don't know, ask the lady.
I will. I did ask him this morning, I asked one of the others. She said they do have collars, but well, that's a collar for a big dog.
Forget a chair for that, thing.
Shut up. That's a collar for a big dog.
Poor Luffy.
No,
I'm just thinking half once. Let, come on, let me bring mine. Let's see. You know, I just walked in there just now.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to wait here for them, right?
Yeah. You can go in there if they say you can.
Yeah, no, I just walked in there like that.
They haven't got the surgery this time of day. I don't think they start again. I don't know. I think they start again at 4, maybe. I've got my phone down there. He's probably going to jump on it. My poor little lad. It's going to be a very extortionate bill, I'm sure.
A roofing is a toothing.
He's a very, very roofing. He said he's very awake. Get
what
me out of here. Yes, is he waiting? He's very awake. Get me out of here. Bastards. We can't even call him because he can't. He doesn't. If he knew we were here, he'd be going berserk by now because he's so deaf. Poor little deaf boy, deaf old man. But I do think it's funny. Hello, Fing. That food smelled, that was like a curry, smell of curry, it smelled so nice. It's not that kind of prawn curry. My blood test results weren't very good.
Why do you think that is?
Because I haven't been doing my stuff properly.
Doing good.
The injections were, they were too good.
Oh no. They were too good.
It's gone too high now. But I've only been doing it every 3 weeks instead of every two, so it's a good job I didn't do it every two.
Mm.
Actually, I did it once a month the last time. I've changed all the website now. It's not as easy to use anymore. Don't know why they did that.
It's not easy to use anymore.
Well, it is, but you can't look. I couldn't find out to look at my old results to compare this. Some of the stuff I couldn't remember, so I wanted to compare it with the last time, but I don't think it. I think it's got worse. That's my own fault, I guess. No one else's. Where is he then? Where is he?
Yeah.
He's
been
such a good boy.
Has he?
Yeah.
How much to change?
Really?
He goes in the bin and picks up this.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, like,
that's a miracle.
It's really rather
high. Oh, good.
So he had 5 teeth removed in the end.
Oh, I thought it was going to be more.
How many teeth does he have altogether?
They have 32.
Like us.
Just like humans.
Yeah.
So he's got 5, he's got some 27 left then.
Yeah, but these little incisors with dogs, we tend not to count them because they can fall out very easily, but they're not.
Which
big
ones?
Roots
did, what one did he have?
Front
that
one.
Back
one.
These, did you see them? Yeah, his back ones, because they have really thick calculus on them. So it's, I've marked them here, so it's the one with the X. That one and that one. So you can keep that anyway, that's go home.
Okay.
They were really painful when they were in. That's why we took them out. Because
yeah.
he was every time we touched them, even under anaesthetic, he would, so we had to. So he's going to have some pain relief for the next couple of days. There was quite, it bled quite a lot because of all the infection and inflammation around the gums.
Oh, poor lad.
And he has got a bit of bloody discharge now, but that's perfectly normal, and that should go away in the next day. But we've
I'm
been trying
to bring
to
a towel
his...
with me because I've got to take him in a taxi.
We've been trying to keep his mouth clean, but he will have a bit of bloody discharge overnight, so that's perfectly normal. I've given him pain relief and antibiotics today. I'm sending him home with a short course of antibiotics as well, just because there was so much infection. Like he had rotten roots
teeth. That's all that pizza he's been pinching.
So he needs 2 tablets twice a day for 5 days, so just you can hide them in something yummy. You start those tomorrow because he's had the injection.
Today. And he's had the pain relief
and
today.
And he's had pain relief today, so then you start this tomorrow as
what
well.
What time does it matter?
In the morning.
Okay.
What
is it, Metacan?
Meloxicam, so it's the same thing as Metacan, but it's a...
What is it? Is it liquid?
Yes, liquid, yeah. So draw up to the 5 for him, and then you can squirt that on his food.
Do you want to use it?
Huh?
You don't have to
use
it.
You'll have to do it because I can't see how to do it. So.
I don't know how to do it, sorry. I've never used this before.
I do know how to do it, but I can't see the measurements.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you squirt on the food.
It's just like a teaspoon.
All right. So where do you draw it from?
The little bottle. So you give it a shake. The instructions are in here.
All right, good.
And it's got the dose on here. So 5 kilos once a day. Start tomorrow morning. So it's written on there. But there's a little leaflet in there how to use it.
Okay.
Well, I put it on a little bit of food when he's hungry, so you know he's eaten that whole dose.
Yeah.
And then give him the rest of his food.
Yeah.
Well, we're starving for some time before we give it, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, if it means he eats it,
then
you might have to do that, because if he's a bit picky...
He is.
This bag has just got some little... It's got his old collar in there.
And
it's got some little things to help keep his teeth clean in the
future. They give me a new collar then?
Yeah, put a new collar on.
Okay, yeah, because that one's had it. I did ask him about that. What one's he got now?
He's got
then?
A blue one.
Oh, nice.
These teeny biscuits, I don't want you to use those in the next week because his mouth needs to heal up. But these are a dental biscuit. We're giving them out free for people to try them. And it just really helps keeping the teeth clean. So just add a couple into his diet, see if he'll eat them. But I don't want you to start until we've done his check. Yeah.
So when do I bring him back in
a week? 5 days, we'd like to see him. There's also some Dentogen, and this you add to drinking water. And the instructions are on the back. And it just helps the plaque not form, so not slip on the teeth. Some dogs that are really picky won't drink the water when they've got it in. So just, but it's worth a try because...
What does this for that one?
It says it on the back, so it's... He's under...
The thing is, I've got a big dog, so what can I do?
Half a capful to 500 mils of water.
He shares the bowl, drinking water with the big dog.
Yeah.
I could just put a smaller bowl down, I suppose, and put that in it.
Yeah, put half a capful.
What if my drink six?
Doesn't matter if he...
It's all for all dogs,
Of all dogs, so
it's going to help all dogs.
So like one cup is all right?
Half a capsule for 500 mils.
Oh, okay.
Because the thing is, if you don't add in a bit of diet or try the Dentogen, and sometimes their teeth can get really quickly, calculus again. So it's really, it's worth trying these things just to prevent that calculus build up. And some dogs it will build up within 6 months.
I don't want it to do that with him. I don't really want him having any more anaesthetics.
No, that's it. So I would definitely try this TD, and if you eat some biscuits, do carry on, because you can tell a dog that's eating the biscuits that isn't, because their teeth are much cleaner.
Okay.
But it's because that we agree, he's 12 years old, we wouldn't want to put him through another anaesthetic. But, don't make any changes, his teeth are going to... Just, get
calculus
again, and they
were
pretty bad, so...
Oh, poor lamb,
Where is he? We can't wait to see him.
I know, I'm going to get him.
But cause he would have hurt, he's deaf, you see, he doesn't know we're here, so...
Oh. Right, so I'm putting your post-op sheet, so that says about the discharge, the bloody discharge and things like that. So they're for you to read.
Okay.
So that's
your bug. She's got a new collar, I asked them to get a new collar off. I didn't know they were going to do that, though.
Okay, let's see what it looks like now.
There was something else I was going to ask him.
I'll look for him too!
Where is he?
How you
doing? If I put him there. He's got his new collar on as well.
Oh.
It's a little bit more thicker than the other one that you had. It's a blue colour, so it should match his tag.
Yeah, it's alright.
Oh,
he's so calm.
He's so calm. He hasn't even he doesn't even take any notice of me.
Because normally he would have been jumping and all that.
We give him something to relax him when they first come in.
It didn't work. He was still shaking.
We've just taken him off the fluids, so that bandage needs to come off in 10 minutes. So when you get home, just make sure you take that off.
Oh, lambie, you're really pathetic looking. Look.
Right, now for the bad news.
Oh, God.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
It's £331.18.
Okay.
Can we pay in little as well?
No, we can't. Time to cough up.
That's also including your two tags. And also
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Hello, friend, too. How you doing?
So good, though, isn't
it? How you doing?
Oh, you're good.
Were you good? Brilliant. Who's that? You don't even recognise...
He doesn't even know you. You give him alcohol or something.
He's so not like himself, isn't he?
He's so
like
him. He's so fat. He will
be a bit like that anyway for the next
24
to 48 hours.
What's he been doing out? What's he been doing out there?
I know he's been chatting away to our slot. You've been giving him quite a lot of fuss, haven't you?
Oh.
He's been your patient, so he's already been
giving those. Oh.
He starts the attention. But no, he was good as gold. As soon as I took him through after I left you, we put him straight on the drip and he was fine.
Oh.
He was really good.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's over.
But I don't think he's not yet himself.
No, he's not himself.
If you're worried tomorrow in any way, if he's still a little bit, you more than just give us a bell, just to let us, just to see how he is. But to be honest, he will be like this for the next 24 hours, definitely. So I didn't know what he will. Yeah. So So no walks this evening. You can take him out on the lead, let him do his business,
yeah,
then bring him back in.
Okay.
And obviously a nice, I know that we've gone through it with you already, but a soft diet as well for the next couple
of
days.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I said I'd have some of the food, the hills.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Thank God. I hope he's going to eat it. That's the only thing. Do they usually like it?
Otherwise, when you say soft diet, what do you mean by soft diet?
Fish, things like fish.
Yeah, a little bit of fish, so you can get some white fish.
You can go and get some fish.
Chicken.
I'll get the food, but in case he doesn't eat it, you better go and get some fish.
Cooked chicken, soft cooked chicken.
Soft chicken.
What about those ones in the fridge?
No, you can't have them. They're not. They've got that sauce and stuff on them.
Yeah, it's got to be plain.
I don't want it because you don't need a load of salt
and stuff. That one is plain. The cooked chicken in the fridge.
I don't think there's any left.
There is two packs left. I think it's got off. I think it's
I don't want to give him something that's out of date.
On the 8th of February.
No, I'm not giving him that. You can eat that. You can eat it if you want.
Oh, it's good for me.
Yeah, but not for him.
Not good enough. Obviously, just to let you know as well, that is we do charge for that food.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Just
yeah.
So you know, I'll let you know how much it is.
Is it quite palatable? Do you think he'll eat it?
Yeah, it's really soft. What you can also do, sometimes when we find some patients won't eat it, we put a little bit in the microwave.
And warm it up, yeah.
It smells, but that smell sometimes entices them to eat more.
I know if it was a Labrador.
It comes in like big tins, so I always say maybe you can offer him about a quarter when you get home. And then about a quarter later, within a couple of hours later. If he doesn't want to eat anything, don't panic too much. It's just obviously where he's had the teeth.
Yeah, it's not going to feel very nice.
On top of that, because of the anaesthetic, because it makes him sleepy, he may not want to eat.
It makes him
a little bit sicky as well. So just be aware of that as well.
Yeah.
But could you grab me the pack of, the ID food?
Yeah, the recovery pack.
Yes, please. That's an extra £2.48 on top of
that. That's all right. Is that just for one tin?
Three tins.
Oh, three tins,
so you get quite a bit out of it.
Yeah,
so
that's quite cool.
I would say probably just a small quarter when you get home.
Yeah.
How long is it meant to be on the soft food for?
I would say at least about 5 to 7 days.
Yeah.
So that are three tins, would it be enough for 5 to 7 days?
To be honest, by then, this is more of a case of you only really need to have it on for the next couple of days because of the anaesthetic, because it's a bland diet.
Mm.
After probably 2 days, you can put him onto some normal food, but just make it soft. So if he's on a biscuit base, maybe just apply a bit of water to just to make it a little bit softer.
Oh, okay.
It's more, the only reason why we say bland is, like I say, because the anaesthetic makes them sicky, their stomachs are a little bit more sensitive. But after the next couple of days, so you can use that as long as you want, and then once you finish it, move on to his normal food.
Yeah.
Just sure
I just hope he eats it though, because if it was the guide dog, he'd eat anything.
Yeah.
He'd be only
no, doesn't. It could eat you. It could eat yourself. It could eat him.
Yeah.
This is like one tin for him throughout the day. So
okay, so I'll just give him a little bit. I normally give him two, but I won't give him.
Maybe give him
three.
So
yeah.
Morning, midday, evening. So it's a little bit stronger.
Yeah, I don't think it doesn't look like
I don't think he's going to want it yet. Anyway.
Yeah, no. It doesn't seem to even know where he is right now.
He's like he's in another world.
Yeah, it looks like...
who's that? It's not...
He's got his claws as well.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's good. Thank
you very much. I couldn't quite get to the ones where he was on the bandage. So those ones are... I think there's two I've clipped on there, but the other two I couldn't get to.
Okay, that's
the rest of them I've done.
Thanks.
Is that acting like he's got dementia?
So it comes to £333.
Okay.
Now,
that's fine.
He wants to get up. What's he got up? I think he knows,
I'll try him on the floor. See if
him on the floor.
I'll try him on the floor.
Oh, yeah. A
little bit. So all your medication.
What do you have? Brandy or whiskey? Gonna come
is that
through.
Bugs?
Oh, boats.
Trust you to go on about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
give them some at home, though.
Yep, you can do it now.
Ooh,
I think I've
pressed the enter button. Okay,
all right.
So, shall I leave?
I could.
I
you
leave.
Can do. There's
no
one walking in.
All right, I'll let him wander a bit.
I don't know. Perfect. Brilliant. What's he doing?
He's gone to the door.
He's outside. Yeah, you don't want to be near me, do you? I'm with the bad people.
I think you must think you're one of the bad people.
Okay, no problem. If there's any concerns at all, you're worried.
Oh, is it?
Just give us a call.
Yeah, okay.
Straight.
Oh. Hello. Mama.
Is that something useful for his eyes? All this.
Sorry?
Tea bag, probably.
Tea bag for the eyes.
What cleaning with cleaner.
You can use are you talking about because Kate recommends chamomile tea.
Oh, I've got chamomile tea, I drink that all the time.
It's very delicate on the eye, so you can just always clean them with that.
Oh, okay. Just a bit of cotton wool, yeah.
Not the actual tea bag, you just put it in like you would normally make a tea. Not too hot, and then whatever's left over once
just,
it's
we'll just get a bit of cotton wool.
Soaked in there for a bit, then you just get cotton wool, yeah, exactly, and then just wipe the eye slightly.
He always
help remove those tear stains.
Yeah, he always gets it. He's always had that. I think sometimes it's hard to get off.
But then that's the softest one you can use. You won't hurt them, so.
Okay, good.
You've got a new colour on.
Well, that's it.
Okay.
He wouldn't be allowed to
your
be right,
your colour is in the bag.
All right, yeah. You just keep that to see
here. No, can you go second home?
Right, well, can I wait? Is it all right if I wait here when he goes up the road?
Yeah, sure.
Are you going to go up there? Because I can't. I don't want him to. I don't want him to have to sit outside. Cold.
Don't worry.
All
right. Look at the bird. Send me a bird on the porch.
Yeah.
Sure, you can't talk a load of crap on
it. Is it?
And then you.
I don't know what you want.
Right, okay. Hold on. Have I got? Let me just see if I have any text from work. I told him I wasn't going to read it, but. Hold on.
I love it too. Did you know that it comes on this track, the bus track?
No. Excuse me. Well, we're home now. Pinky's here. Toof is here. We didn't think he'd eat anything, but he came home starving, hungry, and he's eaten a quarter of the tin they gave me, and they told me to give him. So I'll give him another quarter later, and then the rest in the morning, and with his painkillers and antibiotics tomorrow. He's okay, he's managing to get up the stairs and jump up on things and stuff, but he's still a bit dazed, but he's hungry. So he's sitting here, he's looking relaxed. He's not chasing Pinky, so he's definitely not quite back to normal, but I'm hoping he might go to sleep in a minute, and then he'll just sleep it all off, because he's probably going to be a bit dozy for a day or so, they said. I'm very glad it's over. I'm very glad. We took him in the garden and he did a wee. A really long wee when we got home. So I'm glad it's over. Glad I had it done. Wish I hadn't left it so long, because obviously he must have been in some discomfort with it, because they said it was painful. Obviously, if I'd known it was that bad, I wouldn't have left it. But it's done now anyway. It cost me a bit more than I expected, but hey-ho. It needed doing, and I don't regret it. And so I'm glad that's over with. We got some stuff from Greg's. Connor's not too well at all. I hope he got fish and chips and a saveloy. Not from Greg's, of course. I got a prawn mayonnaise baguette, prawn baguette. Well, there were three baguettes. There were two tuna ones left and a prawn, and I'd rather have had the tuna, but they didn't want it, so they didn't want the prawn. I shouldn't really be eating prawns because of the cholesterol and the phosphate, but hey-ho, I don't suppose it's going to kill me. Not just want this once. And I took my phosphate tablet straight afterwards. And they also got sausage roll each, a packet of crisps. I think they got crisps, I don't know. Because I sent Obi off to get it while I waited in the vets. And because it's 5 o'clock now, and they've got that lot, plus a cake and stuff, I don't think I'm going to be cooking much tonight. Probably nothing. So I certainly won't want anything. Obi certainly won't want anything. And I don't... Connor certainly won't. And I don't think Ronan will either. So all in all... glad today's gone off okay.
They're very good in there. They're very nice. I've been going to them since they opened in 2001 with all my animals. They've neutered guinea pigs for me and rabbits and spayed rabbits and cats and dogs and all sorts. So, you know, I do know they're a good practice. And, oh, he's just gone for Pinky. She hasn't taken any notice. Leave her alone. What's the matter? He's making noises. Go and sleep it off, boy. He's acting a bit like he's drunk. Anyway, I think that's about it for now, so I'll speak to you all soon.